On today's podcast, I'm excited to share with you my 10th episode, where I discuss what is the almost athlete, my definition of what that truly means, and how this can help you, even if you're not, quote unquote, an athlete. And as a bonus, I keep it short and sweet. Enjoy. Welcome to the Almost Athlete Podcast, where I discuss insights to fitness, wellness, and lifestyle that I've gained over the years. Through my experiences, I have encountered countless numbers of people who have injuries, aches, pains, limitations, and health challenges. I believe the vast majority of these could be solved, minimized, or altogether avoided with some basic insight into anatomy and physiology principles, as well as an understanding of wellness, including nutrition and daily habits. My goal is to bridge the gap from the lack of digestible, easy-to-understand information to actionable insights for a more functional, happy life. This episode is brought to you by Back Pain Solutions, 11 minutes daily for improved posture and reduced back pain. Are you tired of back pain? Most people don't realize that their posture and work positions are often causing their back pain. Making some simple daily changes can compound over time to improve your posture and reduce back pain. This program only takes 11 minutes per day, no gym equipment required, and no sweating. To find out more, check out the show notes or theAlmostAthlete.com/backpainsolutions. On today's podcast, I want to talk about a topic that is probably long overdue at this point, and that is, what is the almost athlete? This is a question that I've gotten now more frequently, which makes sense because that is my brand, and that's something that I think is definitely worth discussing. So I want to dive into that right now. So the almost athlete is really something that has multiple meanings for me, and I'll kind of explain that what I mean. So first of all, it is really the idea that the almost athlete is someone who is actively working towards their defined goals. And this is a really important definition for me and is really kind of how I would describe myself on a day that I do the things that I really want to accomplish and have one of those days where you finish and you feel like it was a good day and you put in all the effort that you could and left it all out there. You know, that's something that I really try to strive for on a daily basis. And I would say that is, you know, also kind of the underlying definition of what an almost athlete is. So I want to go into that definition a little bit more just to define a few specifics of what I mean for really this application and specifically what the almost athlete is. So why almost? Let's look at that word a little bit more and the meaning for this. So almost is really kind of an act of progression is the way I see it is, you know, if you're describing like you're almost ready for something or you're almost to a place, you're in the stages that are going to get you there to where you're going to end up where you would like. And that I think is a really, really strong word for me is that almost, I see it as a word of empowerment because you're actively working towards that goal that you have for yourself. So now why the word athlete? Well, I think a lot of people out there would probably not self-identify themselves as an athlete. And, you know, maybe you played sports in high school or growing up as a kid or are, involved in stuff even now on the weekends or, you know, in the evenings or something like that, but it's not a full-time job. And so you wouldn't necessarily call yourself an athlete. And I actually mean athlete really in a different term. And what I mean by athlete is, you know, someone who has a defined goal. And And the reason why I use athlete for that is because, you know, an athlete, let's take any sport, let's take a soccer player, for example, they specifically are working towards being good at that skill, that avenue, that athlete. And so it's defined. And so I think that the word athlete to me is really, you know, kind of a defined excellence that someone is pursuing. And so now if we, you know, kind of combine those together for, again, the definition of my brand and what I'm talking about here is the almost athlete is someone who has, you know, number one, define what their goals are in life. And whether that is a physical goal, like losing weight or getting stronger or having an improved body composition or having better metrics at the doctor for your physical or having improved blood pressure or heart rate or any of these other health markers that are absolutely worthy goals and important to tackle. You know, if that's your definition, then that's the goal that you want to work towards. But I think it's important that you, you know, first of all, take a moment to ponder that and think about that for yourself and then write it down, make it real, make that something that you're actually working towards. And then you can start to come up with some steps to get yourself there. But if we don't define what it is specifically that our goal is, what we're working towards, what our sport is, quote unquote, or what we want to be an athlete with, you know, then we're not going to get there. We can't kid ourselves because if we, the less specific we have our goals, the less likely there we are to accomplish those goals. And that's just really intuitive, right? If you don't know where you're going or have a direction for something, it's going to be a lot harder to get there. And the more specific you can be with that goal, meaning put a time frame on it, put a date, put an actual number, if it's something that you can quantify that way, and really make it specific for yourself and, you know, keep yourself accountable. And I think just the act of writing that down is so powerful. And I find that to be true in my own life. I continuously find that to be true. And I know many other people that are the same way. And so, so that again is that athlete piece of this. It's finding that specific thing that you're going to decide to train in and do your best in. And some of these other principles that I talk about, you know, like putting in a little bit of work every day for your posture and for some mobility and really challenging your body that way is, I think, very important regardless of what your physical goals are. As long as you want to be, you know, healthy and not have injuries, I think it's valuable to do some daily maintenance for that. And then if you have additional goals, you know, competing in competitions for sports like CrossFit or cycling, or, you know, there's so many awesome things out there that you can be involved in. But a lot of this stuff starts at kind of step one of defining what that is, setting a goal for yourself, and then making that daily progress. And so you can continuously take steps towards that goal. And, you know, one thing I think is an important reminder, and I have to remind myself this very, very often, is that progress, that continuous progression, it's never linear. And I think that's oftentimes confusing for people. I see this a lot with physical therapy, as well as, you know, training, myself and others, but it's very recognizable when you start to see a large number of people over and over where no one ever makes progress day in and day out in a perfectly linear manner, meaning that, you know, they have day one of an injury sucks, and then day two sucks a little less, and day three starts to get better, and then day four you're starting to get better, and then it goes all the way till you're healed. That never happens. It's 2 days you're doing good, you're making progress, and then one day you feel like you're back to square one, or maybe even worse, and then maybe a couple days of no change, and then now you're making a little progress maybe, and then you go into backwards again. But overall, we see this kind of trending in the direction of progress, and that's really what tends to happen with most people out there. Now, of course, there's some anomalies and people that do just heal, but I really, that's a far cry from the normal. And I can probably count on one hand the times that I've seen that in the many years that I've worked in physical therapy, as well as, you know, training for just skill acquisition, developing skills of how to use your body better. And I would really look at those both the same way, you know, because a lot of injuries or ailments or things that we treat as that are really, you know, oftentimes a lack of skill in how to use our body properly, or the, maybe another way to describe it would be the skill as the ability to do something repetitively for a long period of time. And so maybe you have good posture for a minute while you're focusing on it, but then throughout your day, as you're on your computer, as you're, you know, texting, as you're doing your life and job tasks, you forget about that. And next thing you know, your back's rounded. And then now that becomes your more permanent position. And I think this is just a perfect example of what I would describe as that skill, or the ability to do something over and over throughout the day. And that's also, and just another example of one of these pieces of, you know, I would say is being an almost athlete, is again, having that awareness of something that you're going to spend the time and effort to work on. And that's your goal. And I can argue, and I have before, that focusing on improving your posture is absolutely a worthy goal. But for this, it's just an example. And you know, and then making the steps and making that a daily habit to work towards that goal. And, you know, I like to use these physical examples because I think they affect everybody. And I think they're really good kind of global examples for other things that we can implement in our lives. And that could be, you know, everything from nutrition to, you know, the ways that you're approaching your relationships, or really anything else. And I think it's important to, you know, take a step back and again, kind of look at the big picture. So to sum up really what I try to focus on for my definition of the almost athlete is, you know, again, someone who is working towards their defined goal and making progress in the way that they can best, you know, and really that's through the challenges of the drudgery sometimes day in and day out, and putting in the effort and getting up when you fail and learning from mistakes and just continually trying to get better and learn as much as you can. And I think that's true for any and all goals. And then again, it's just defining that specifically for you. You know, try not to get sucked into what other people are necessarily doing or what things seem to be like a worthy goal, if that's not truly what speaks to you as important. And sometimes it's hard to know what that is. And you're probably going to make mistakes with that as well, as I have done many times. But I think life is good at kind of, you know, navigating you back to what's really important. And if you continue to be open to working towards that, that is where you can, I think, make the most progress and the most success and ultimately fulfillment in your own life. And so, again, being an almost athlete, I think, is something that is a worthy goal because it's specific for you, and just you making sure that you define that for yourself. I hope this was helpful, and I hope to share more with you soon. Thanks for listening. To learn more insights to fitness, wellness, or lifestyle, or to sign up for my newsletter, go to thealmostathlete.com.